nights it seems so long. You I see forever, oh so clearly. I might have been in love before, but I never felt this strong. Our dreams are young and we both know they'll take us where we want to go. Hold me now, touch me now.
I'm not afraid to die. the Feather 3 Canal, especially to Geraldine and Christopher O'Connell. They're out there in Clare Galway. Hi to you and good morning. The Feather 3, Glenn Medeiros, Nothing's Gonna Change My Love For You. I Can't Tell You Why, and I Need You Tonight. Nearly all rhymes like Nothing's Gonna Change My Love For You because I can't tell you why I need you tonight. Well, I do need you this morning. Yes, I need lots and lots of moral support because the more phone calls I get, the less chance I'll have of falling asleep. Yes, it was a great weekend. Never to be repeated. Wow, something else. We'll talk more about it later on, but we'll be giving you your star signs in about 5 minutes' time, letting you know what's in store for you for a Tuesday, the 2nd of August. It's all over. The weekend, Jacko, the bank holiday, and John Richards is knackered. Liberian Girl. He didn't sing this at the concert. He broke my heart. Jackson and Liberian Girl. He didn't sing that one at the concert and I was waiting for it all the time. That's taken from the LP Bad. And I'm not going to play anymore. No, not unless anybody asks for it, because I think we've had enough of him. Would you believe it? One particular radio station played Michael Jackson, Kim Wilde, Stockton Swing, Michael Jackson, Kim Wilde, Stockton Swing, Kim Wilde, Michael Jackson all day long. Oh, it was unbelievable. But then again, that's the fun of it. Now, Leo is the first star sign. And, well, It's not a good day for trying to sell your ideas. Who are you kidding? It seems you have your views and others have theirs, and never the twain shall meet. Far better for now to agree to differ and go to sleep. Virgo, you could have to bite your tongue. If someone you can't afford to upset says things which would normally prompt you into giving them a piece of your mind, try instead to soothe and avoid any head-on clash. Libra, you could be brought down to earth with a bump when a friend tells you of a hitch in plans you're putting together. But you'll be tackling the problem with renewed energy later on during the day. No doubt you need some sleep too. That's Libra, Virgo and Leo. We look at Scorpio, Sagittarius and Capricorn in a few minutes' time. Now, if you'd like a request or dedication, it's 68129091 if you're on cycle, or if you'd like to give me a call to help me stay awake. And we say hello to Emma and Paul, and also to Louise out in Barnajog, which we played at Glenmadure's also for you too, because I know you like that a lot. And Emma and Paul are looking for something real romantic. Well, there's nothing more romantic than what I'm going to play for you right now. But before we do, we say hello to Lorraine. Hello to you, Lorraine, out in Barnajog. Got your name wrong. It was an L, and it's Lorraine Kelly. This is for all of you. It comes from Johnny Bristol. And hang on in there, baby.
gave you my heart, the story ends. No happy ever after, now we're friends. Wish upon a star if that might help.
The stars collide, you decide. Wish upon a star if that might help.
What's it like to have loved and to lose that much?
Couple of years' time, that'll be a classic. ABC, Lexicon of Love, the LP, and that's All of My Heart. We play Johnny Bristol, Hangin' There, Baby, for Emma, and Paul, hi to you. And we said hello to Lorraine Kelly in Barnetchark. Now we got more star signs for you. Scorpio's up next, and you may be bursting to tell a loved one a secret or spring a surprise at the first opportunity. But there'll be even more fun in store if you can just hold back a little longer. Sagittarius, a bright and happy day when family members' words and deeds are generous, optimistic and uplifting. So don't spoil your luck by looking for snags or pitfalls. Take what they do or say at face value. And Capricorn, you'll need to make sure your head rules your heart today. You could be sorely tempted for all the wrong reasons to part with some of your hard-earned cash. Give yourself a cooling-off period to reconsider. Right? Oh.
know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there. Holding hands, making all kinds of plans, while the jukebox plays a favorite song. Me and Mrs. Jones. We got a thing going on. Both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much, it hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way, and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. Me and Mrs. Jones. We've got a thing going on. I wanna meet and talk with you at the same place, the same cafe, the same time. And we're gonna hold hands like we used to. We're gonna talk it over. We know, they know, and you know and I know that it was wrong. But I'm thinking strong.
20 to 1 on the night moves. You're listening to County Sound FM. That's 1972. Billy Paul and me and Mrs. Jones. We played some Alexander O'Neill too, and Crying Over Time. That was taken from the LP Hearsay. Now, all you Aquarians today, the good news is you've got to spoil yourself. You may be feeling a little bit below par, but nothing serious. But if you play your cards right, you could easily generate some sympathy and pampering from those around you. So work on it good today. Pisces, you're usually quite clever at playing peacemaker, but you'll have your work cut out to avoid a family tiff. A compromise is possible, but it could take time to find that middle path. Aries, there could be some exotic and expensive ideas for entertainment floating around, but you'll be right to leave them up in the air, because it's unlikely you'll get value for money, even if a loved one thinks otherwise. So that's Aries, Pisces and Aquarius. We've got Taurus, Gemini and Cancer to get through yet, which we'll do in about 5 minutes' time, maybe even 10. I would say hello to Patrick Chocknessy, and he's working at the moment, working right through the night. He was down at Michael Jackson too, and he thought he was absolutely fantastic. Well, he was good, but he hasn't asked me to play some Michael Jackson. He's asked me to play some Neil Young and A Lot of Love.
La 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 la. Ooh. It's gonna take a lot of love to change the way things are. It's gonna take a lot of love, or we won't get to.
a lot of love to make things work out right. So if you so hold me, oh.
George Benson, Love Is Here Tonight. Had an interesting chat on the phone there about the Michael Jackson concert. And, well, the consensus is that everybody enjoyed it. It was absolutely fantastic. But on Sunday night, which wasn't repeated on Saturday night, something which I've never experienced before, is the fact that all the people in the stands all around Porquequeave started a wave. You know the way they do it in America? One row of people stand up, the next row lie down again, stand up, you know, get up and put their hands back in a continuous wave all the way around. Well, it was absolutely fantastic, and it goes to prove the amount, you know, when people cooperate, you know, it struck me as like when people cooperate and all the way around, it kept up for 30 minutes, going up and down and clapping and cheering, and it was one uniform of strength. It really was something, and it struck me as just nice, real nice. But then again, one funny thing about the concert was that every set that Michael Jackson did, after every song, I should say, it was like an army of little helpers, like little dwarfs, running out on the stage. They really wasn't running. They were on their hands and knees, mopping down the wax because it was getting wet from the rain. It was just kind of hilarious. Every time he'd stop, they'd all run out, maybe 14 of them run out, crawl back on their hands and knees, wiping down the wax after him so he wouldn't slip and break his bum. So, it's just kind of funny. Well, we'll pass a few little comments on it during the course of the morning. We've got three more star signs to get through. We'll do those for you in a few minutes' time. But in the meantime, we'll play Nancy Griffith.
Oh, I wish it would rain and wash my face clean. I want to find some dark clouds to hide.
Especially to Arthur and David, working very hard during the morning. I wish it would rain. Now, Taurus, not the most smooth and productive day, work-wise. I can't see why, but rather than allow frustration to build up, why not simply take care of the essentials as quickly as possible and put your feet up with the crossword? Now, we'll be doing the crossword later on after 4, so if you have your daily star, you can have a bit of fun. Gemini, a little extra emotional generosity towards a loved one will be well-timed today. However concerned you may be with your own trials and tribulations, do make sure you're giving enough time to that special someone in your life. Okay, make some time for your loved one. And Cancer, our last star sign for a Tuesday morning, business and pleasure are unlikely to mix. They never do, do they? Avoid financial commitments with a friend, or you could be putting unnecessary strain on an otherwise good relationship. Take care not to provoke another's jealousy. So try not to make anybody jealous today. You know what they say, jealousy wears many different guises. Nobody has yet put a figure on them. So that's all the star signs for a Tuesday morning. And, well, it's Tuesday the 2nd of August, and I'll soon be celebrating my birthday. Yes, you can start sending everything to me now. Oh, I'm getting old. I'm getting on. I think it's time I put in for my pension. I think I'm not all that old, really. I should ask people, give a guess what John Richards is. You know, you wouldn't believe what some age people think I am. Like, the best one I've got so far is 52 years of age. People think I'm 52. Oh, you know, I won't say. I was going to say a saying that somebody's been saying to me all weekend, and that's really giving me a hard time, but I won't say it now, because no doubt I'll get stuck in it too. Now, we say hello to Sonia, and also to Francis. They're in Riverside at the moment, and we're playing this one especially for you. It comes from Billy Idol and Sweet 16.
Someone's building a candy brain, and let it Every month, County Sound FM gives away a star prize. This month's star prize is £300 worth of carpet, our furniture, sponsored by Royal Design, Headford Road, Galway. The leaders in carpet, furniture and bedding.
County Sound FM, it's 1 a.m. You're on the Night Moves.
County Sound, G-O-L-D.
Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's busy, too busy to come to the phone. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's trying to start a new life of her own. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's happy, so why don't you leave her alone? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please. Mrs. Avery, I just gotta talk to her. I'll only keep her a while. Please, Mrs. Avery, I just wanna tell her goodbye. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's packing, she's gonna be leaving today. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's marrying a fella down Galveston way. Sylvia's mother says please don't say nothing to make her start crying and stay. And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes. Please, Mrs. Avery, I just gotta talk to her. I'll only keep her a while. Says Sylvia's hurrying, she's catching the 9 o'clock train. Sylvia's mother says take your umbrella, 'cause Sylvia's starting to rain. And Sylvia's mother says thank you for calling, and sir, won't you call back again? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes. Please, Mrs. Avery, I just gotta talk to her. I'll only keep her a while.
After our gold for after 1 o'clock, that's Dr. Hook and Sylvia's mother, indeed, from 1976. Just gone 3 minutes after 1 o'clock now, and the weather outlook for the next couple of hours, mild and dry, and overnight temperatures between 8 and 10 degrees Celsius, becoming cooler later on. That's your outlook for a Tuesday. And we'll say hello and a very good morning now to Colette in Riverside. Hi to you, Colette, and thank you for wishing me a happy birthday. Well, my birthday, I better tell you what date it it falls or not, because everybody will ring up and say it, and then I won't be, nobody will say happy birthday on the actual day. It won't be until the 13th of August, which is just 11 days away, and that'll be the grand old age of, oh, I can't tell you. You know, women won't say what age they are. Well, I'm not going to say what age I am. No, I'm not. I'm 23. Really, I am. This one's for you, Colette, tonight and forever.
I fell in love with you, though we were
Sound FM, keeping you company right through the night. And that's Michael Jackson once again. Good night, especially to Marion Crucon. And she was down. Yes, she was in Porky Cueve too on Sunday. And she just rang in to say she had simply a fantastic time. And never, ever, ever will she be able to repeat it. Well, I say that'll be the case for a lot of people. Now, that's one of the songs, I Can't Help It. But he didn't sing that one. He didn't sing too many of his old ones. Mostly all the bad stuff and a few bits from the Jackson 5. But that one was played on the bus on the way back. You know, the bus driver, he wasn't a young man. Well, he had enough Michael Jackson tapes to feed an army. Well, he played Michael Jackson all the way up from Cork to Galway. We listened to Michael Jackson Off the Wall. We listened to Michael Jackson Thriller. We listened to Michael Jackson Bad. And then we went back to Off the Wall again. No doubt most of us had fallen asleep by then. But it was nice. It was nice. It was an experience. But one more thing about the concert. was an amazing thing on Sunday night is that while we were waiting for Michael Jackson to come out, all the people down in the arena itself, that was chock-a-block full. You just couldn't describe the amount of people that were there. Like, it was just unbelievable. But they were all waiting. And as the people were doing the wave around the stadium, where all the people were on the grandstands, and the guys in the arena decided they'd get in on the act too. So they started doing their own wave, where they'd all just, fall back, arch their backs and fall back and do the whole thing along the arena. It was really nice. But then they got more ambitious. Yes, they decided to start building pyramids of people, human pyramids. And this was fun. It was also very hurtful too for a few people. But it was egged on by the people in the grandstand. And every time people got up, there was about maybe four or five people on top of another. Like, one person would, they'd make a ring of four people. And then the next three people would go up on top of the shoulders. And then two people and one guy. And one guy, he'd be standing up there. And you see the whole human pyramid actually shaking. And the people up in the grandstand were egging them on and clapping them on and everything. And then they collapse. They'd fall into the multitude of people. It was like being soaked up by a sea of water. You just see the people being sucked in, and they'd start all over again. It's a wonder nobody was hurt. But it was lovely. It was really, really nice. Then again, if you've got your own little story about the Michael Jackson concert, well, why don't you give me a call on 681-29-091 if you're on Psycho Way, and talk to me about it and see if we can just swap stories. I think it was absolutely great. One thing I will complain about the concert was every day that John Richards doesn't complain. The toilet facilities were absolutely fantastic in the stadium itself. But once you stepped outside Porky Creeve, you could not find a toilet for 5 or 6 miles easily. And it was very, 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 very bad form, I thought, on the authorities, where you couldn't get a toilet within a 5 mile radius of the actual stadium. And the people who were looking and running for the buses, I stress the word looking for the buses, looking for toilets too, and are squatting underneath trucks and everything. It was unbelievable and disgusting.
Tell me I gave up for listening. Years ago, forever together. fountain. You saw Mohammed move the mountain.
Minutes now after 1 o'clock. That's ABC and Forever Together, and that's taken from the Lexicon of Love. Now, everybody has their own little story about the Michael Jackson concert. Some are funny, some are sad, and some are just unbelievable. Now, I had my little escapades, but I've got a caller on the line now, and I'm taking a chance here now because I don't know if they're going to tell the story or not. So, if they are or not, we're not going to mention any names. We'll just call them Miss X. So we'll take a chance here. We'll say hello.
Hello.
Hello, Miss X. Now, oh, well, actually, there's three of you there, so we'll call you X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
But the one little story I'm going to ask you about, like, I walked miles upon miles upon miles to get to the concert stadium, but obviously one of you didn't walk miles, and I happened to see a lot of people going on boats.
Yeah, we dropped off the boat. And we were dropped off the bus, and we could have walked 3.5 miles, or we could have went in a small rowing boat for 8 people.
Yeah.
So it was a plan to get across, so we said that this is great. We wouldn't have to walk 3.5 miles because our bus already broke down.
Your bus broke down already?
Yeah, just outside Gore's.
And that was on the way up to the concert?
Yeah. We're done.
Okay, who's there?
So we get into the boat anyway, and we're the first people into the boat, and we thought this was great. It was a small rowing boat, but there was an engine on it.
Yeah.
So then we got in, and then these men, they were around 21, they were drunk, and they started rocking the boat. And then the people in charge of the boat kept letting more and more in.
And can you swim?
No, I can't.
You can't swim?
No, and there was no life jackets or anything. So we went on, and they kept letting more people on. So instead of 8 people, there were 20.
So they made £20 on that boat altogether?
Yeah, instead of 8.
Instead of 8 pounds.
And then the water and everything was coming over the top of the boat. And then another boat came along, and we nearly crashed into it. So everybody was frightened at this stage, but they were still rocking the boat. Now I'm going to put you on to Z.
Hello, Z.
Hold on.
Z, where are you? Hello? Hello? Don't leave me here. These people who've been rocking around the boat, no doubt they've been scared silly. Hello, Z? Why? Come back to me.
Hello?
Hello?
Come back again. Z won't come on the air.
She won't come on the air. Listen, what did you think of the concert itself?
It was excellent. It was really good.
Yeah, really, really good. And you actually experienced the people waving around the grandstand.
Yeah.
Wasn't that great fun?
The crowd was really good.
It was good, like, you know. I it's the first time I've ever experienced, you know, all the crowd as one.
Yeah.
I was at Bruce Springsteen, and at Bruce Springsteen was like cattle in a mart.
Earlier today there was a man on the radio. He was from Cork. He was 65.
Yeah.
And he was at the concert.
Mm.
And he said it was really good, and the crowd was really good, and they sort of made it.
Yeah, it was, like, because they were all waiting for Michael Jackson to come on. They amused themselves, like the beach ball, like the American thing, where they throw the beach ball around and it gets around eventually around. It didn't come up to me, though. But I had a pair of binoculars. I was able to see Michael Jackson. I didn't have to go right down to the front of me. It's squashed all the time. Would you have gone up to the front? Were you up at the front?
No, I wasn't.
Would you have gone up to the front?
I would, yeah, but the others wouldn't.
They wouldn't? Oh, the party poopers.
Yeah, I know. They want to stay in their seats.
Well, to be honest, I prefer to stay in my seat too.
Oh no, I prefer to be up in the crowd.
You prefer to be up in the crowd?
Yeah, where all the action is.
Well, I was up in the very top stand, just at the corner. I don't know what, they probably have a name for that corner where all the teams are up there. and I could see every single thing. But the one thing which shocked me about Michael Jackson, we all know Michael Jackson's really quiet and he's, you know, he's no girlfriends. Well, he's got bubbles to the chimp, I suppose. But he actually touched the leg of the girl he was singing the duet with, I Just Can't Stop Loving You. And for me, well, Michael Jackson's a sex symbol from now on. He's definitely got to be one. What did you think of the piece in the middle, the instrumental piece of music?
Excellent. It was really good.
It was really good?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I'm glad of that now. But listen, the actual facilities of the concert, the organisation and all the food and all the, you know, the people selling T-shirts and everything. I was talking about the toilets there earlier on, right? You know, it's a kind of a morbid subject. Now, inside I thought was absolutely fantastic. Like, it was really well laid out, even though there were queues a mile long. But outside was really bad. Do you agree with me there?
I do, yeah. I thought right now there should have been more toilets.
I thought, no, like, I've seen all the ladies, right? And these, as one person said to me, porta potties. Yeah, you know, I thought it was a cute name for the porta potty. And there's actually 60 girls or more, right, queuing up for the one porta potty, which was unbelievable, like, you know. And all the fellas, like, you know, I know there's a distinction between the two sexes, but the actual fact the fellas were able to go in and out, and there was no flow at all for the girls, and they were missing out on parts of the concert, which was bad for them, I thought.
Yeah.
Bad. Listen, any more stories? How did you get back to Galway? Had you a trouble-free journey back?
Yeah, the journey was okay on the way back.
Yeah. I think we were racing you on the way back. Were you?
No. I slept halfway through.
You slept halfway? Yeah. What type of bus were you on? Were you on a bus, Aaron, or?
No, Galway Travel Club.
Galway Travel. Oh, no. I think we passed you out too. That guy was very fast. He was eager to get back to Galway, I think.
That's okay.
Listen, this is Z I'm talking to, isn't it?
Yeah.
Z. Why an ex don't want to talk to me, do they?
No, they won't.
They haven't got a story to tell me.
No.
Oh. Listen, if Michael Jackson came back tomorrow, would you go see him again?
Yeah, definitely.
You would?
Yeah.
Would you go, would you go see Prince if Prince came to Cork?
Yeah.
You go see Prince?
Well, wife says yes and ex says no.
Ex says no. Okay. So that's all the stories. What do you think of the human pyramids and they were building the pyramids in the middle of the crowd?
It was absolutely fantastic. It was really good.
Isn't it funny how they all got sucked up by the people every time they fell?
Yeah.
I was never laughed as much. And, you know, and I shouldn't have been laughing because people are probably getting hurt every time they're falling down.
enjoyed that challenge.
I know. People say I'm a sadist at heart, really. Listen, Y, isn't it Y?
Yeah.
Or Z?
Z.
We'll talk to you in a while, okay?
Okay.
And we'll leave you with that. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Bye.
Bye. That's Y, and of course X and Z didn't talk to us, but they had a great time with Michael Jackson. If you've got your own little story, something that just happened to you personally, and you think it'll be funny, well, you can come on and talk to us about it. You don't have to go live on the air, you can just talk to me if you want. But if you want to share with the rest of the people, you're more than welcome. Now, in 5 minutes' time, we'll be starting the wordplay. We'll give you a word and see how many words you can make out of that particular word. Of course, the usual rules apply. There's no plurals allowed. And you're not allowed to use the same word twice. And, of course, you can't repeat letters. So that's that in about 5 minutes' time. We'll go back to the year 1977. Now, these guys were playing in concert a couple of weeks back. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see these, and I probably never will know. Never. Fleetwood Mac. And Dreams, number one from the Rumours LP in 1977.
Now here you go again, you say we want your freedom. Well, who am I to keep you down? Oh.
27 minutes now to 2 o'clock. We say hello to Jimmy. And Jimmy was actually up at the front, up at the very barricade for most of the Jackson concert. And he also said it was very, very, very good. And he'd go again tomorrow. That's Fleetwood Mac from 77. Now, our wordplay for this morning, and probably the last one we'll be doing in a while as we'll be giving you a new competition shortly. This one for this morning, well, why not? Like, you know, we'll use the word and the name Michael Jackson. So, how many words can you make out of the name Michael Jackson? When you've decided you've come to your limit, you can give me a call on 68129091 if you're outside Galway, and we'll get started off. We'll give you a total. Actually, I'm going to see how many I can do now in the next 5 or 10 minutes. Then we'll set a kind of a level to start at and see how far we can get. I could safely say, just looking at all these letters, there's about 300 or 400 here. We'll have to wait and see, won't we? It could be like last week, we'll get stuck around the 100 mark, and then we'll have to finish it up there. Same rules as usual. No plurals, like you can't have Jack and Jacks, if you follow my meaning. And you can't use the same letter twice. And can't use the same word twice, too. You have to keep an eye out for that, too. So there you are. That's all you've got to watch out for. Get scribbling now. Get your pen and paper out. And we'll see how far we can get. Now, there's a man playing in the, Southern Hotel later on tonight. Now, I have none of his records. Unfortunately, I don't. Because it's very hard to get hold of them. But I do have a cover version of one of his records. It's Desperados Waiting for a Train from Guy Clark. Now, he's the guy who penned it. And Freddie White does a cover version of it, which we're going to play in a while, as a few people have asked for that record. And, well, just on the off chance, if anybody out there knows any information about the man himself, you can give me a call on 68129091 if you're outside Galway, and let me know more about him, because I think he's very, very, very good. Trying to get a hold of his material is also very difficult. It was like Ted Hawkins. For a while I just couldn't get it, and then I finally got it in the end. But this is a man who has been to Ireland, and he's coming back again. His name is Lyle Lovett, and this is She's No Lady.
She hates my mama, she hates my daddy too. She loves to tell me she hates the things I do. She loves to lie beside me almost every night. Well, she's no lady, she's my wife. The preacher asked her, and she said, I do. The preacher asked me, and she said, yes, he does too. The preacher said, I pronounce you 99 to life. Son, she's no lady, she's your wife. And I can't remember how I met her. Seems like she's always just been a hanging here off my right arm. And I can't remember how I ever
thought that I just couldn't live without a woman's charm. And even though she loves the smell of French perfume, and even though she walks around in high heel shoes, well, all I know is I'm the one who pays her price. Man, she's no lady, she's my way.
1985 for John Fogerty. That's one called Searchlight. 17 minutes now to 2 o'clock. You're listening to County Sound FM. And if you'd like to win yourself a 5-tier mahogany whatnot, which will add a touch of class to any corner of your home, simply answer this simple question. Who sings Famous Seamus? Who sings Famous Seamus? Answers on a postcard only to County Sound Radio, 35 Prospect Hill, Galway, and to arrive not later than 12 midday on Saturday next, which is the 6th of August. Now, draw will take place on the same day at 4:30 on Carl Turner's Saturday Solid Gold Hit Back Show. So there you are. A simple question. Who sings Famous Seamus? And you could win yourself a 5-tier mahogany whatnot, which will add a touch of class to any corner of your house. This prize is, of course, sponsored by Royal Design Furniture, Headford Road, Galway. How are you doing in your wordplay, Michael Jackson? How many words have you made so far from that name? Well, I'm not doing so good. Unfortunately, I've had a lot to do. And I've just got a miserable 27 at the moment. Unfaithful. And that's Guilt from 1979, taken from the LP Broken English. Say hello to now to Mary McGuire in Renmore. She was also at the concert on Sunday night, and she said it was great too. What words can you use to describe it? It was fantastic. It was unbelievable. It was stupendous. The list is endless. So we'll just say it was great. Covers just about everything. And we'll play this one especially for you. George Benson and Kisses in the Moonlight. How are you doing in your wordplay, by the way? Michael Jackson, the name we've given you. How many words can you make from it? Well, at the moment, I've got 37. I want to feel your breathing firm and clean.
Every month, County Sound FM gives away a star prize. This month's star prize is £300 worth of carpet, our furniture, sponsored by Royal Design, Headford Road, Galway, the leaders in carpet, furniture and bedding.
County Sound FM, it's 2 a.m. You're on the Night Moves.
County Sound, G-O-L-D.
Yeah.
after our gold after 2 o'clock. That's Thin Lizzy and Don't Believe a Word. We play that especially for Joe, who's in Woodkey at the moment. Good morning to you, Joe. Hope you enjoyed that. And since it's been such a long, long time since we played Thin Lizzy, I'll give you one more track from them between now and 2:30. Weather outlook for the next couple of hours remaining dry and cool. Temperatures overnight between 8 and 10 degrees Celsius. Now, two words we have to disqualify straight away in the wordplay which have been given to me is Mick. If you've got Mick in, I'm sorry, I just can't accept that because it's an abbreviation of Michael. And once again, for Mac, for Macintosh, if you've got M-A-C-K or M-A-C, unfortunately, that can't be accepted either. So there you are. Now, at the moment, I wouldn't say I'm doing too good, but then again, I'm not doing so bad considering I've got a lot to do. I've got 53 so far. Do you think you can beat 53? I'm sure you can. Well, when you have your full total, or when you think you can't get any more, well, give me a call on 681-29-091 if you're outside Galway City. We're going to play music from Phil Collins, In the Air Tonight. There you go, Darrell Hall and John Oates, and wait for me. The line is now open for the first caller to give us their amount of words so we can see where we can actually have something to work on. So you can ring me now on 681-29-091 if you're outside Galway. And indeed, we'll see how many you've got, and we'll use that as a starter. Don't forget, at 2:30, we'll be giving you a CD selection. And then we'll resume the competition at 2:50. I've moved up a little bit, yes. I now have 60, which is not too bad, really. You know, it's not as easy as I thought it would be. There's not so many words you can find in Michael Jackson, then I could be wrong.
Thank you.
Michael Jackson, and that's one entitled Rock With You. Now for Joe, once again, we got more Thin Lizzy, Waiting For An Alibi. Lizzy and Waiting For An Alibi. That's kind of especially to Joan Woodkey. Hope you enjoy that now. Now, unfortunately, we had a caller on the line. It was the person had to go back to work. And they'll ring us back sometime after 10 to 3 or maybe after 3 o'clock. Now, the person we're talking to is Peter O'Connor. And he's up there in Merlin Park at the moment. Now, he set us a standard for the amount of words you've got to try and beat now. And at the moment, it's 77 words. And he'll give you proof of that after 3 o'clock sometime. So if you think you can beat 77, well, don't give me a call now. Give me a call, please, at 10 to 3, as the line is closed until 10 to 3. And if you can better that, I'm sure you can. Well, I haven't bettered it. I'm still, well, I've increased it by one. I now have 61. I'm sure I get better as the morning progresses. And the same rules apply. If nobody beats his 77 words in 5 minutes, in actual fact, we'll have to wait until he gives us proof. But 5 minutes after he gives us proof, well, he's ultimately the winner for this morning. And we'll have something new for you during the week. Now, the CD selection this morning comes from ABC. It's taken from the Lexicon of Love. And tracks you'll hear are Show Me, Poison Arrow, Many Happy Returns, Tears Are Not Enough, and Valentine's Day. And you may just hear The Look of Love Part 1. Enjoy this.
one thing left on my mind. I needed to feel you knew me. You said, "Don't have the cowboys at the rodeo, the rhinestones on that Romeo. You think you know the radio? Silver is that only go to? Show me, show me, show me that you're mine. Show me, show me. Show me, turn that emotion. Show me love. Since we're skimming the surface, darling, now it's time to get in deep.